BlogTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV, Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Don't want to live as an untold story. Rather go out in a blaze of glory. I can't hear you. I don't fear you. I'll live now because the bad die last. With your broken past, I can't hear you. I don't fear you now.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBoot.com as well. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Hey, we're live at Gerwick.net, we're live at Twitch.tv/WCLive, we're live at WildTalkRadio.com, we're live at RackRadioShow.com. You tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, Ellen's Word, or come to the chat rooms on the websites I just mentioned and interact with us there, because we like talking to people. If you want to talk to us, that's cool. If you don't, that's fine. Just listen on your smartphone via TuneIn Radio on the Wild Search Wild Talk Radio Network. You can do that on your phone. You can do that on your tablet. All that craziness. You can put it on your TV. I think Xbox has an app for TuneIn. I don't know. Twitch does. You can watch it on Twitch, the Twitch app. On your TV. You can see nice big images on your TV. Things, stuff, places. Hi, I'm just rambling. She's going to cut me off right about now.
I am?
That was the cue to just talk.
That's the cue to talk? Alright, well, we have a lot to get into tonight. We have news, we have notes, SmackDown, NXT, Tweet of the Week, all your favorites. Plus, we're going to talk about the inaugural NXT TakeOver Blackpool UK show, however you want to call it, whatever the title was, NXT UK Blackpool. There we go. That's the right title.
No, NXT TakeOver Blackpool.
What? Whatever. Anyway, UK, their first show happened for their first network event, pay-per-view, whatever. I don't care at this point.
It was a thing.
It was a thing. It happened. We're going to talk about it. Y'all know what I mean.
The WWE Network special that aired. This past Saturday.
That thing. So, we'll talk all about that. We'll fill you in on who won, who lost, and our general thoughts and impressions on the show. So, yeah, fun stuff. And by the way, in case anybody didn't realize, because apparently I forgot it was a holiday weekend, it's a holiday weekend this weekend, so everybody stay safe. Because, you know, I have completely lost track, all track of time.
Or stay warm.
Or stay warm if you're in the path of Tropical Storm Harper, which, by the way, I need a picture of Luke Harper standing out in the midst of this storm, like, shaking his fist at it.
Anyway. Let's get into the news presented by GoWork.net and FightBooth.com.
Oh god, he's already gotten onto it. Yes. Alright, anyway. Oh god. So, news.
Oh no.
News brought to you by GoWork.net and FightBooth.com. And, well, we have to talk about really one of the biggest stories of the week. There's a couple. And I just want to get it out of the way right away so we can move on from it. And that's the Lars Sullivan situation that's going on in WWE, in case you haven't heard about this. It's one of the confirmed many at this point. And essentially what happened is Lars Sullivan was supposed to make his debut this past week on Monday Night Raw and did not.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. But possibly this week as well, and it did not happen. There's a story circulating that Lars apparently had either an anxiety attack or panic attack, or he freaked out and he went home from the show. Like, he wasn't even at the shows. He hasn't been at the shows for the past 2 weeks. He's been at home, according to the rumor mill that's circulating. They have been in contact with him. Everything's okay there. So if your mind went to a certain situation like mine did, it's not that. So everybody just, you know, let's not go there with it. But apparently he's having problems coping with the stress and strain that's coming with the debut. And so WWE is trying to work with him to get him comfortable enough to possibly make the debut. But this is not good. From what I understand, some people in the company are not happy, which I understand that. But Lars's mental health obviously comes first. And this is a huge stride from a couple of years ago when they just would have probably fired him for it,
mm-hmm.
or made him do it. But now it's because of Mauro Ranallo. They're very, very hypersensitive to these kinds of problems. And so they're trying to give him space and sort of talk him back into the company, as it were.
They're giving him his time to sort of figure it all out.
To breathe.
If he ever returns, then that's great. If he doesn't, then he wasn't built for it. Would I say this is him not being there or not showing up is a good sign? It's not a good sign. Whether they're okay with it, everything going on, you know, in the back of the mind, it makes you question, can we count on him long term?
Oh yeah, I'm sure there are questions being asked within the company about him, and they're taking a long, hard look at him again. And it could be that the debut gets postponed and he gets sent back to NXT if he comes back until they can sort of figure him out. And I have no doubt that part of this is coupled with the fact that people have gone back on message boards and found highly problematic posts that he's made from a few years ago, and he's been receiving a lot of internet hate because of it. A lot of people have been going after him, and that I have little doubt that that has attributed to this 100%.
It probably didn't help.
And so it's, well, I'm sure, you know, the thought would run through his head because it would run through mine. I haven't even made it to the main roster yet, and they're already digging stuff up.
Yeah, I mean,
and we've seen these kinds of cyber attacks happen before. They did it with Seth Rollins' now ex-girlfriend, where they dug up awful stuff that she had posted and actually got her fired. So I'm sure that's fresh in everybody's minds in terms of that happening.
Yeah, it's all out there. I mean, it sucks, but it's all out there.
And it doesn't excuse what he's posted.
No.
I mean, if he posted bad stuff, he posted bad stuff. But you have to know that you did that, and you have to know that people are going to find it.
Mm-hmm. Even if you were using a random name and people find legitimately people find anything on the internet, like, that's a thing.
I'm telling you, they should just wipe people's social and everything else when they...
You can't get everything.
You can't get everything. That's true.
You
but...
can't get random username on a bodybuilding message board. You just can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just can't.
But yeah, that is the Lars Sullivan situation. There's also something going on with the Revival, but nothing is really confirmed on that, so
right,
we're not...
I'll just put it all together. The Revival, the Kanellises, the Zigglers, you name it, everyone sees a dollar sign. If you're unhappy, they may go elsewhere. Question is, or the thing is, WWE does not have to release anyone who asks for the release, so just because you ask doesn't mean you're granted. We move on.
Yeah, and there's no... 100% confirmation on anybody.
No.
Just so there, that is all rumor. I'm sure there is some truth in the rumor somewhere, but I can't tell you what it is because nobody knows what's going on there. But yeah, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if with AEW coming on the picture and the fact that they have a very sizable bankroll and they're willing to pay, which Impact never was willing to pay, what WWE could, basically AEW can now match them. Or can match WWE, I should say, that's going to be getting a lot of attention.
Yep, so we'll see where that goes.
But
WWE can sign people now, though.
They can sign people, and they have signed people, including Trevor Lee.
Former Impact Wrestling X Division champion Trevor Lee is with the company now, so that's cool.
Jerry Lawler has also signed a new 2-year deal with them, so good for him.
Supposedly he will be calling the Royal Rumble with JBL and Michael Cole.
Why is JBL calling the Royal Rumble?
It's the Royal Rumble match. They're having him call the Royal Rumble match.
Why isn't Renee Young calling it?
Because she's probably calling the female one.
Mm-hmm.
My gut tells me they don't want... For them, they're going to have Graves, Cole, or Graves and Young, Renee do the female one. So you're not calling the same thing twice. Because it's an hour-long thing. You got to get a different voice in there. That's just my thinking.
I'm sure that's the case, but I don't want JBL. Get Morrow. Somebody get Morrow.
He works for NXT. Sorry.
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 Damn it. Okay, fine. Anyway, speaking of signing, the WWE Network announced that they have signed a brand new deal with Endeavor for their streaming service. So they're changing streaming platforms.
Yeah, they've left Disney Streaming Services, which was BAMTech, which is owned by, it was MLBAM originally. They're leaving them, and now they're going to Endeavor. They run stuff with NFL and the UFC. There's some good, and so there could be some bad with it. We'll see what happens. Some people have had issues with the UFC stuff, but maybe this will be better for WWE. We'll see.
I mean, as long as this service stays stable, don't really care who handles it. It's the fact that the network, one of the key things getting it launched was it has to work. It has to have a stability to it. Otherwise, nobody is going to want to watch it. And WWE was very conscious of that. And the Disney service has not, while it hasn't been the best, it's had its moments. It's overall been very, very reliable.
The network is never down.
Network is never down. It has slowness issues. It has other problems. But it's never down. So it's like crap. You know, let's see how this goes. But hopefully it's fine. I'm sure it won't be too much of an issue, but we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on from that, those are all the signatures, but WWE also launched, in conjunction with TakeOver, the UK Performance Center.
Which, they have announced a UK Performance Center that's for the UK hub. They have no idea to forget where exactly it is, but because last time that when they announced the one in Orlando, they've had stalkers, so they're being very, I guess, secretive about the exact location, just so no one shows up and goes, hey, I'm going to stalk you, and that fun stuff. This is the start of the growth of the Performance Center. Hunter believes there'll be one in India. There could be one in Australia, so on and so forth, in the coming years.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised by that because I can see them growing NXT across the world rather than bringing people to Florida. You have people training in their native countries, in their home countries, and you set up brands in those countries and you run those brands in those countries. I see that. That's where I see this ultimately going.
That is the goal. That is Hunter's 10-year plan to have NXT India, NXT Australia. That is the 10-year plan, I think.
And, you know, that's smart. Rather than bringing people to Florida, they can stay where they're at and you can grow a stronger promotion that way. And maybe you can attract some people back to the company with that have left. But we'll have to see on that.
And it adds for world domination.
Boom, 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 boom. Anyway, 205 Live has moved back to Tuesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Cool.
WWE was very busy this week, y'all. And, well, in the best news of the week, before we do the Blame Brents, my boys, the Bludgeon Brothers, they are cleared to come back.
They'll be back on the road starting this week. Who knows when they'll make television returns, but they'll be cleared as of Tuesday night.
Yay! That makes me very, very, very happy for all the reasons. But anyway, moving on from that, let's do the Blame Brents.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulder snapping, It's this week's Injury Roundup.
All right, first things first. Chris Sabin with a torn ACL.
Hashtag blame Brent.
You have Flip Gordon with an MCL injury.
Hashtag blame Brent.
And then you have Dakota Kai, who previously tore her ACL. She's now had surgery for it.
Hashtag blame Brent.
That was the official confirmation she put out on her Twitter today.
So get better, Dakota. We love you.
It's all your fault, Brent. All your fault.
Yeah, it hurt your girl, you know?
I mean, anyway.
You just had to do it. You couldn't, you know, just couldn't do the thing. All right. Anyway, moving on from that, speaking of ladies, well, Ronda Rousey's been very busy. In addition to all the commitments that she has going on, it was announced today that she has voiced the character of Sonya Blade in the brand new Mortal Kombat that dropped today in LA. So, wow, go her.
They had a big old reveal thing for the new game that's coming out, and she'll be Sonya Blade.
Cool. So go her.
Yeah, and Zelina Vega always gave her wood out there, and Kofi, I believe, all cosplaying it up before the event. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
So in a random note, I don't have a really good tie-in. Speaking of LA, there we go. Everybody's favorite redhead.
Former guest of this show,
Eva Marie, is going to be appearing on Celebrity Big Brother the upcoming season. So she's back in the spotlight again after a hiatus.
She joins the likes of Kato Kaelin and Tom Green in Big Brother. Yep, that's a thing. That's cool.
That is a cool. Yeah. It's accomplishing her goal, which is to move beyond wrestling. And I know she had started to do stuff, like she had appeared in a movie with Nick Cage, but then it all sort of went
She's been in different things, and she's still doing different things. So this is one of those things. She's with The Rock's production company or agency, and there you go. It works.
So she's on her way. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
And last but certainly not least, in a surprise of the week, a very happy surprise of the week. I didn't even know they were dating surprise of the week. Killian Dane announced that he and Nikki Cross got married today after 10 years of being together. So huge congratulations to them. Came out of left field.
But it explains so much.
It explains so much about Sanity. It really seriously does. Like, it explains everything about Sanity.
It just explains it all.
But yeah, it's like, wait, what? Wait, they're married?
Say what?
Like, I think that was the general reaction to everybody, but it's like going back and looking at his Twitter before he, like, since he's blown everything away for the new year, it's all about her. So it's like,
oh.
That kind of makes sense now.
It all makes sense.
It's all coming back to me now.
There you go.
Alrighty, so I think that does it for the news. What do you think?
It does.
All right, so we're going to take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we are going to be talking all about NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool, so you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and you'll be right back.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas.
It's not about you.
Technically, it's all about me.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
My husband doesn't know what a quickie is.
Ew.
Listen to how sensitive he is. My husband can't have, like, 2 minutes to 5 minutes of sex because he needs to start out with making out,
yeah,
and touching.
Whatever, that's
and,
fine.
Like,
no, that's
all
fine.
The time. All the time. What? Which I love, but sometimes I'm like, no, a quickie, like, come on.
Why don't you just say, hey, dude. Penis.
No, Gilbert. I'll just be like, well, I can give, I guess for guys you call it a hand job.
Yeah, so what up?
No, I do. I have them do it all the time.
Yeah, so great. Sex. That's fantastic.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
My mother is getting more than me.
It doesn't take him an hour to get up, I will tell you that.
People power!
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Can't catch a WTR program live?
Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's our ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Hey, this is Ken and Anita Corsini from Flipper Fluff Atlanta. Check out the Rack Radio Show.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, not fivepoop.com, Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch. Thanks so much for tuning in. Check out the fine folks over at fivepoop.com as well. I'll get this eventually. I will get this right. I am just like, y'all, I am so out of it today. Like, I forgot my glasses this morning. I can't talk tonight. I'm just like, what? I forgot it's a holiday. Like, I'm that out of it. Like, that out of touch today that, like, I didn't even know Monday was a holiday. It's one of those days. It's just seriously one of those days for me. I'm having a blonde day. And that is an understatement. But anyway, we don't have to worry about my day because we are going to be talking all about NXT TakeOver UK Blackpool Edition, the inaugural pay-per-view for NXT UK. And whoo-hoo, buddy, they did not disappoint on this show.
No, oh no. Oh no, they did not. They delivered and then some on the show. It's a hell of a show. Like, it was a really, really good, 2.5 hour event?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
It was great. From top to bottom, to me, I had one thing I disliked, but beyond that, I enjoyed the entire show. It's a fun show to watch, as Matt says in chat. It was a fun show to watch.
It was a very fun show to watch.
It started with Mustache Mountain, Tyler Bate, and Trent Seven paying homage to Jordy King. I mean, to the British Bulldogs with their gear, taking on James Drake and Zach Gibson. Take your shoes off if you hate Zach Gibson. I love that's still a thing, and I love how many people actually take their shoes off for Zach Gibson. Well done. This was everything. This was a great match. This was for the titles. I enjoyed everything about this one. Like, the near falls were great. Everything.
This was wonderful. This was beautiful. I feel like we've lost really good tag team wrestling, and when you see matches like this, you're like, oh yeah, there it is. Right there. I mean, Mustache Mountain is just so good at what they do. I mean, they know each other. They are one of those tag teams that really have become one. I joke that Trent and Tyler are married. They're married. I mean, they know each other. They know what they're gonna do. They know what the other one's gonna do. They don't have to really talk to each other, and they're just so simpatico in the ring. And on the flip side, it was the same. It wasn't quite the same, but it was still really good. Like, the communication in this match was great. The spots in this match were great. There was some stupidity had by all.
Yeah, there were a couple things that make you go, Especially the ending. Oh, God. The doomsday device on the outside. What?
Yeah, that was like the hell, son. But this was worthy of being the inaugural match for the tag titles and essentially ushering those in. Not that I have any right to determine what is worthy of that and what is not, but it's like this was just really well done, very nicely executed by all four men. And in the end, sadly, Trent and Tyler came up short.
I was a little surprised. I was a little surprised by this.
I feel like it was almost too obvious to have them win.
It was.
Especially for what happened later in the show. It's just a little bit too soon in the brand to have British Strong Style have all three titles.
Oh yeah, it's too soon. It was too obvious. But at the same point, it's like, they were the opening match. You figured the babyfaces would come out with the victory. They did not. That's why it was a little surprising, but I enjoyed it. It was great. Everything about this matchup was perfect. I love how they came out afterwards. You had Johnny Sage come out and just, you know, give them the belts. Everything was perfect. Like, they do it right in with the UK stuff.
Yeah, I mean, just this was wonderfully done.
Earlier in the evening, they on the pre-show, they showed Travis Banks being attacked by by Jordan Devlin. He had a knee injury. He tried to come out and compete in this one, but his knee wasn't in the best of shape as Devlin took care of him. Like, Banks came out to attack Devlin. Devlin made the comeback and took out his knee again. So they had medical people come out. He was boasting about how he's awesome, how he's the greatest wrestler in Ireland. Johnny Saint came out and said, well, kind of had a feeling something like this would happen, so we had a backup plan. The backup plan was Finn Balor. Like, the moment he said the Ireland's greatest wrestler, I was like, Wait. And then Finn Balor came out to a superstar ovation. Like no other.
There's no roof on that building. They're currently repairing it. That's how loud that pop was for Finn Balor. And it wasn't even when he walked out. It was like a wave of sound because it's like the lights went out and they cheered and then the entrance video happened and then they cheered for that. And then he walked out and then it was just this roar from the crowd. Devlin sold this perfectly. I do have one question. Is it like an Irish wrestler thing that they just go around dick out? Like, is that just a thing?
It must be.
Or is it a Finn Balor thing? Because then they're like, oh, well, Finn Balor trained this man. And I'm like, that explains it.
Yep. They have teacher and student. They had a really good match. Yeah, it was just a really good match. It was a nice surprise seeing Finn Balor on the show. I figured we were going to see him in the crowd, but no, actually wrestled and got the win.
You don't find Finn Balor all that way and not have him wrestle, especially essentially in his home country. It's not Ireland. I know that. I know he's Irish, but it's UK. It's his home island, home country, home crowd.
Yeah.
And it seems like a complete waste to fly him over there and not have him work. So yeah, this was a really nice highlight on the show to have him pop up. It was a good way to bring the crowd up after the tag team match and get them excited for the next match. And this was a great match. The story that they essentially told was, can student surpass teacher? And the answer is no.
They
can't. But that sets up something for the future, I feel like, between the two.
Oh, yeah. And he tried. He tried really hard. But Finn got the win. You had Dave Mastiff and Eddie Dennis in a no DQ match. I didn't like this one. I don't know. It picked up at the end, but it was a rough 5 minutes early.
They were doing too much too quick. It was essentially a hardcore match, so let's just beat the crap out of each other. Like, don't get me wrong. They got severely violent with each other in this match, and I didn't mind it as much as you did. I thought it was okay. The size difference between the two was really awkward because you had one that was really tall, and then you had one that was more wide, and it just didn't make for a good combination. Mm-hmm. Like, Mastiff is scary impressive.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know, there just wasn't that chemistry there between the two. But it was fine. I mean, to say that this might be the weakest match on the card.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, if this is the weakest match on the card, okay, that should tell you something about the card.
It does. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know.
Because I feel like there wasn't much of a story there with it.
I mean, there may have been. It's hard to keep up on TV, so you had to be watching the TV to fully grasp what they were doing. But yeah, I don't know. It was fine. It was hard for me to get onto it. Anyway, so yeah, in the end, Dave Mastiff got the win.
So good for him.
Mm-hmm. You had Rhea Ripley taking on Toni Storm for the NXT UK Women's Championship.
I'm pretty sure I'm pregnant after this match. It was so, so good. Oh my god. Just so good. Loved everything about this match. And they were very equally matched between the two. I'm digging Rhea's new personality, but I can't help but see the similarities between her and Pete Dunne. And it almost feels like to me she's doing a female version, at least in terms of the attitude and the way that she's carrying herself, of Pete Dunne. Like, she's emulating that to a certain degree. And it's working for her. Don't get me wrong. It's working because it's working for him. So it's like, it's going to work for her. But it's a really perfect foil to Toni Storm, who's very loud. She's bubbly. Bubbly's not a good word to describe her, but, you know, she's very much more upbeat versus Rhea Ripley, who's not. So it was a nice counterbalance between the two in attitude. And yeah, this was, in terms of a wrestling match, this was beautiful. This was everything you could ever want in a women's match and more. And I mean, and they did the classic, well, they're only 22. Yeah, they're both only 22 and they're putting on this caliber of match already. They're going to be scary good in a few years. Not that they aren't already scary good, but I mean, just the more experience they get, the more polished and just the better overall they're going to be. And it's going to be insane to see.
This match carried the theme of the night of everyone kicking out each other's finish, which you expect. I enjoyed this match. I thought it was really good. Toni Storm got the win. She's the new NXT UK Women's Champion. A good match. Not the best match overall in the night, but it was a really good matchup. Rhea Ripley's gear, though?
That can't be comfortable to wrestle in, number one. But her pants bother me. Not that I have any right to be bothered by her pants, but just the whole bedazzling of her lady areas down there. I'm just like, like, I feel like you could have done, like, the same effect without, you know, putting a giant, hey, here's my womb right here, on your pants. But that's just me. I mean, she can kick my ass, so I'm not gonna, like, ever say that to her face, because I think she's wonderful, but it's just, to me, it's like, her pants severely bothered me in this match. Severely bothered me. So it's like, okay, alright, I'm just gonna go with it.
Then you had the main event. Pete Dunne, Joe Coffey for the UK Championship.
If I wasn't pregnant before, I'm pregnant now.
Multiple near falls, few dangerous spots at the end. Like, I think they redid the spot at one point where they were both on the top rope and Coffey fell to the outside. And I was like, oh crap, that's not good. That's not good at all. He's like, fell. And then they redid the spot where they both fell to the outside. It's like, maybe you shouldn't try that spot a second time?
Yeah, it's like, please be careful, you two. Please, we don't want you to get hurt.
We had multiple bitter ends. We had multiple finishes for Coffey. It was a really well-done story, really well-done match. You had a complaint about the finish, though.
The only thing that bothered me about this match was the end, the very, 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 very end, where you have Pete hit the bitter end, and he goes into a two count, and then Coffey kicks out, and Pete rolls that through, and then he locks him into a submission hold where essentially he cracks his fingers, and then that's what gets Coffey to tap out. I didn't like the two count in between the two. I almost would have rather seen the bitter end rolled into the submission, and then you make Coffey tap out. Like, that's how Pete achieves that. But yeah, I mean, in terms of the finish, it wasn't bad, but it just sort of cheapened the whole match a little bit. Like, I know the whole story of the match was Pete getting a hold of Coffey's fingers and breaking his fingers and manipulating his joints. And that was the whole thing. And I'm fine with it ending on that. It's just the two count in between was just like, okay, so you're telling me the dude took a bitter end, kicks out of that, Pete rolls it through, and then it's like the slight joint manipulation is what gets him to tap. It's like, I would have rather seen bitter end and just straight into it, because that looks more vicious to me than Coffey getting that 2 seconds of air. It kind of broke the moment for me, but it was still a really good match. Pete Dunne is scary good. Joe Coffey is scary good. And I just love what Pete Dunne does. I just love how good he is. And I mean, they went for a solid 30 minutes.
34 minutes.
I mean, my God, they went forever, but it was a really good match. highly recommend watching it if you didn't see it. First of all, why are you listening to this? And two, shame on you. Please go watch at least this match.
So I turned the show off at this point because there was football on, so I wanted to go watch football. Lo and behold, there's still something to go after the little ending thing. You know, they tease us with the ending and then something happens.
Well, that's the way it works, right? They throw up the little logos at the end and you're like, oh, okay, the show's done. And had I not known what was coming, it was like, oh, well, I would have turned it off too.
Like, I watch it live, she watched it later, and it's like, oh, okay, it's over. And then I go on Twitter like 5 minutes later. Wait, Walter showed up? When did Walter show up? Oh, Walter showed up right after I turned it off. Like, legit, 20 seconds later, he showed up.
Yep, so the indie star, and that's what they termed him, Walter, which a very unfortunate screen placement of his name, sadly had him stand right in front of the L. It's like dead center with the way that they've kerned it out. And so it looked like water in one particular shot, which is unfortunate.
Uh-huh.
So it's, but Walter's there. He comes down to the ring. He boots Coffee in the face. I don't think I ever realized he was that big. Like, I've seen him in pictures in terms of matches, but he's never just standing to his full height. I don't think I ever realized he was that tall.
He also looks taller when getting in the ring with Pete Dunne, who's not that tall.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, so Walter boots Coffee out, Dunne's standing there with his title in his mouth, like, what? What do you want? Why are you here? I just got Dunne beating the crap out of him. Like, give me 5 minutes, and we'll go.
Devilsman says he's seen him live, and he is Baker. Yeah, he looks it.
He looks it. I mean, he absolutely looks it. He's very impressive in this format because, again, I haven't been able to watch that much progress, and I would love to, but I just can't right now. So I've only seen him in pictures. So to see him quasi-live on the network is pretty cool. I don't know if they're going to let him do his chops, Devil's fan. I'm sure they will. And honestly, everybody there should be used to taking them from him. So it's probably not going to be that big of a deal. But yeah, he is the heir apparent to be the challenger for Pete Dunne. And I feel like if anybody can take it from Pete Dunne,
it's probably what's going to happen.
It's probably Walter.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I have Pete for fantasy, don't I?
Yep.
Crap. Let us pray and let us hope that happens on a live event and it does not happen on TV. Just a thought. But that does it for TakeOver. Overall, this was a really good show. I feel like... Hold on, I'm going to talk for a minute so you may not want to have that on. I feel like they understood that there's a certain level set by the TakeOvers. There's the bar that you have to reach. And they made damn sure UK hit that bar and surpassed it with this show. Like, they understood all the factors going into it. The bar was very high for them. It's the first show. It's one in a long line of TakeOvers. It's tied to the NXT name, which is notorious for having really, really good pay-per-views. So you have to make sure that the, essentially the offshoot brand lives up to the name and the reputation that it's coming from. And goddamn if they didn't deliver on that.
They delivered.
And ever since the word, like I said, the weakest match was the hardcore match. And to me, it wasn't even really that weak. It was just a little hard to get into because I don't think, we really knew what was going on with the story.
Mm-hmm.
There. But, I mean, otherwise, this was an incredibly strong show, and I can't wait to see more.
Yeah, should be fun.
So, that does it for that. So, we're going to take our second and final break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going to be doing your favorites, Tweet of the Week, SmackDown, and NXT US, right here on the rack. So, we will be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means Brock Lesnar
your last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
EC3.
I am in the top 1%.
You are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
I came to play.
There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
I came to play.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. We're back. And just to let you know, Devil's fan, it probably should have been Travis Banks. It may still be Travis Banks. We don't know. We'll have to see. We're talking about NXT UK, the takeover that just happened this past weekend. That's a comment coming out of that. But now we're going to do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So I actually have tweets this week. Go me. I remembered to do one thing right this week. So for those of you that don't know, there is a winter storm in the United States that is headed for the northeast portion of the country. That is pretty much like the Midwest all the way up to Maine. So like the Montana, Nebraska area all the way up to Maine. And as far south as Kentucky. So there you go. That kind of gives you the general map. This lovely storm is named Harper. Mm-hmm. It's my comment of I want Luke Harper standing in the midst of this thing, shaking his fist angrily at the sky. So Luke Harper, being the godsend that he is, tweets out a story about the storm from the Weather Channel and goes, I just wanted to apologize ahead of time.
Okay.
Then he tweets out, it's Wednesday, you know what that means. Tyler Breeze replies, you mean sweets? The stream? Like, Breeze has been responding to Harper's tweets about the stream.
He,
so
wants
like,
he wants him to be a part of it.
I know he wants him to be a part of it. I want him to be a part of it. I need this to happen in my life. You don't understand. Like, mainly just to get Luke Harper in Fortnite once. Not that they play it on there, but just once. Get them all in there and let them all play. And last but certainly not least, everybody's favorite slut, the king of the sluts, Balor, we'll call him that. Pressure is for tires. Smile. And it's a picture of him and his abs smiling. Thanks, Finn.
Thought that's what you have. All right, good, because I don't have that many either. Because it's been a very light week in terms of funny Twitter.
Yes, it's been hard these last few weeks.
Let's see. So Ninja tweets, LA man in a picture. Dr. Lupa, for those that are curious, LA man is French for better. Ben is better at Fortnite than me. Thanks, Tyler. You're a good friend. Not SportsCenter. Lots of firsts tonight. Sarah Thomas, first female to officiate a playoff game. Hunter Henry, first gameplay he's played in the season. LA Chargers, first team to play in an NFL playoff game without a defense.
Ouch.
And finally, not SportsCenter breaking. Kyler Murray has declared for the NFL draft to play football unless he decides to play baseball, but only if he doesn't decide to play football. In the event that he decides to play baseball, well, the possibility remains that he'll play football if he doesn't play baseball. He's been debating going between baseball and football, and he's chosen football.
Oh, thank God.
For now.
For now?
For now.
Kind of like Jalen Hurt is leaving Alabama for Oklahoma.
Go Boomer Sooner?
And which I didn't even know you could do.
Mm-hmm.
And then Oklahoma's quarterback is leaving them for West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, wait, they can now trade quarterbacks in college? That's a thing?
You can transfer.
Oh, I know you can transfer. I'm just surprised. I'm surprised Jalen's going to leave Alabama unless he's just not ready to go into the draft yet.
I think that's more the thing. I don't think he's ready. So anyway, that's Tweet of the Week.
That's Tweet of the Week. So all right, SmackDown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Before we get into SmackDown Throwdown, if Robinsdale Finest or Ash want in our Royal Rumble entry contest, let me know. I'll give you a pick. We'll have the drawing on Sunday night. You get a number. Basically, just sum it up. You get a number. It's in the Rumble. That'll be your superstar in the Rumble. Two Rumbles, so one number for two people, and you go from there. That's who would be your person, and you win bragging rights for winning that contest. So there you go. Anyone can enter. Just let me know, tweet it at WL Talk Radio, such site, and in chat you want in on the contest. So we go on from there to SmackDown. It was a fun show.
They've done a lot, you can tell, to improve on what was already quasi working.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much appreciated. It's a lot more fun.
But okay. It's a lot more fun. But, okay, Becky Lynch showed up in her car. So two shows in a row, we had a car in the start of a show. Yeah, you win bragging rights. That's it. Bragging rights.
Yeah, you win bragging rights.
It's just fun. So I'll take that as a yes. Put you on the list. Becky Lynch showed up and she throws the keys to Caleb Braxton. And she misses. And then she walks up to the New Day, who are with Otis.
I love Otis Josevic so much.
You say this show is fun and exciting. Otis is fun and exciting. But I do not need to see Big E oiled up and rubbing himself.
He's flirting!
I did not need to see Big E rub himself.
He's making friends with Otis.
He was rubbing his boobs watching Otis and the pancakes.
Yes, he's making friends.
You don't need to see all that beef oiled up.
But it's a lot of beef that's oiled up.
You don't need to see that, though.
Do you? Are you sure?
I'm positive. Becky drank the smoothie they were making on the pancakes. She didn't like it too much. Anyway, so there's that. It was weirded out by Big E and him oiling himself up and then touching himself. It was weird. I don't know.
It's how he flirts.
I know until he flirts. It's just weird. So yeah, Becky Lynch, she came out. She opened up the show. She talked about how everyone's trying to be like her. Everyone's trying to be a badass since she broke through. She talks about how Asuka claims she's all hyped. But then mentioned how Asuka was all hype and how she lost to WrestleMania last year. She was going around the world undefeated, but now she's still lost to the woman that's Becky beat her for 5 months. Asuka came out and talked about she was like a bee, lots of buzzing but no sting. She came to after Royal Rumble. She won't be in Charlotte's shadow, she will be in Asuka's. Yeah, the Iconics come out and they called out Becky for being a little bossy. And she said that they would show them both what class is when they win the women's tag team titles, and they also will then make WrestleMania iconic when they also become the women's champion. Becky then wanted to show much of how much of a badass she is, so she challenged one of the Iconics to a match, and that's where we started the night. I enjoyed the promo. Asuka's a little hard to understand, but that's always been the case, but I thought she held herself well in this one.
She did. I thought she did really, really well. I liked the chemistry between all four of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Becky has toned back her fervor a little bit, but now it's gone from fervor to just righteous indignation. Like, she's just like, I can't even with you in terms of the Iconics. And in terms of Asuka, it's kind of the same way. So she's tweaking the character a little bit, but I like what she's doing with it. I like how she's tweaking it. And yeah, this was just a really strong women for... Or I should say, this is a really strong segment for the women.
Mm-hmm.
You use the Iconics properly; they're good at being those mean girls.
Oh, yeah.
They really are, and so it's like you use them perfectly there. I wish they were on TV more.
Yeah, I agree. It led to Becky versus Peyton Royce. Becky got the win. Then Asuka started screaming. She then threw Billy Kay in the ring. They had a match. Went like 20 seconds. She made her tap out. Asuka proving that she can do the same thing as Becky Lynch, just quicker.
Shots fired.
So you had AJ Styles, then you had Asuka and Becky face to face, and then AJ Styles interrupted that. He walked through the crowd all the way to the concession stand and showed everyone that you can do whatever you want. You can buy your hot dogs, you can buy all the merch, whatever you want. Daniel Bryan jumped him. They brawled backstage. Fine.
Yeah, quality segment. Totally fine.
In terms of all the matches on the show, you had a really awesome match. Rey Mysterio and Andrade Cien Almas. Andrade. Forgot. He lost his name. He's just Andrade now.
He will always be Andrade Cien Almas to us.
He's just Andrade now.
I need more of this in my life.
This was great.
This was fantastic. Andrade slowed down a little bit for Rey, but not a whole heck of a lot. And he works a style very similar to Rey's, and it was a nicer compliment. They meshed very well together because I think they're very familiar with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this was just all around a really, really great match.
Andrade got the win. Fine. I'm going to save the Mandy stuff till the end. Shane McMahon had a birthday on Tuesday. Happy birthday, Shane McMahon.
Happy birthday, Shane.
So, Miz threw a whole birthday celebration for Shane. He had everything, cake and everything, balloons. He got him gifts. One of the cakes had Shane and Miz on it holding up the trophy. He got him Jordan 33s, which Shane really liked because he's a shoe guy. There was a nice video package. Shane mentioned how he always wanted to be a tag champion since he was a kid. His first partner was supposed to be Andre, but that didn't work out. But he's proud to be Miz's partner at the Royal Rumble. They began singing happy birthday until the bar showed up. The bar showed up and interrupted everything.
Those dastardly troublemakers.
Shane called out Sheamus for bro-kicking Miz last week while his back was turned, so he shouldn't test himself against... So he should test himself against the Miz one-on-one tonight. But Miz was trying to back out, but Shane's like, it's my birthday wish to see this match. So, it was Miz versus Sheamus. And a solid matchup.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't anything crazy or anything like that, but it was a good match.
Cesaro went through the cake, so there was that. And then...
Fantasies came alive everywhere.
And then we had what was dubbed Coast to Cake. Shane McMahon did Coast to Coast, drop kicking the cake into the face of Sheamus. That was funny.
That was funny.
And then, so that's building up to the tag match at the Royal Rumble, which we'll preview next Thursday. Then there was the Mandy Rose Uso thing. So the Usos were taking photos backstage, and Jay, right?
Yeah.
Was given a gift. No, Jimmy. It's Jimmy.
That's right. It's Jimmy.
Anyway. Doesn't matter. Jimmy was presented when he marries Naomi. And so Jay was like, what are you going to do? Is it a hotel key? And I said, I don't know. Maybe I'll go. Maybe I'm not. And you had Sonya Deville going, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to do this? And it is what it is. So then we get into the hotel. And at first it's like, is that really him? No, it was him. So they get into the hotel room and Mandy is sitting there in a robe all trying to seduce him. She shows off her lingerie. Then you have some camera guy run in and take some photos as he was just reaching out. And Mandy said this was never about him. It was about his wife and how she wanted to destroy her self-confidence. She'll never be as hot as me. And she knows it. Jimmy said, my wife? And then walked out the door. And then in walked Naomi.
It was a trap in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm. And she went put a beating on Mandy till Mandy sidestepped her, tossed her over a chair, and got away. I'm liking the feud.
I'm liking the feud a lot. I like, honestly, that the guy is the center of the love triangle and, you know, kind of sort of the one being fought over versus the girl. Like, it's a nice flip. But yeah, them setting up Mandy and, you know, her, Naomi walking in 1,000% done with her crap and just beating the crap out of her was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Like, she's had enough of Mandy Rose and she's like, all right, that's it. I'm just going to whoop you and then we're going to be done. Although it was funny watching them fight in the hotel room because there's a couple points where they start working their way over to the TV and it's like, not the TV, not the TV. And then they come back and then they go back over there, not the TV, and then go back.
Yeah.
Like they were very careful in that hotel room not to break a damn thing.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I don't even think the bed really got messed up.
No, they were on it for a minute, but that's about it. A couple other things that happened on SmackDown. Samoa Joe jumped Mustafa Ali before the match that was supposed to take place. Like, Mustafa was making his entrance, and Samoa Joe jumped him. I think it was when Samoa Joe was going to the ring, is when Nikki Cross showed up. I want to play. I think that's what it was. I know there was one segment, Nikki was backstage, going, I want to play. Oh, it was when Ray was out there. It was Ray. That's who it
was.
Was Ray was walking to the ring. I want to play, Ray. I want to play. I love Nikki Cross. Because she's just so random, you know? Anyway.
Yeah, I like how they're weaving her in.
Mm-hmm.
But I want her to eventually, if she's going to be on SmackDown, find sanity. Please let her find sanity.
They're on Instagram doing promos.
She's married now. Let her be with her husband. Damn it, if Naomi can do it, so can Nikki.
There you go. Anyway, that was SmackDown.
That was SmackDown, NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So this was a fine little show. It was built around the main event of Keith Lee and Cassius Ohno, which was a pretty good match they had in the main event. Matt Riddle ran out afterwards to check on Keith Lee after the match. It was a fine main event.
It was a very good match. I liked it. I thought it was fun.
Robert Zelfanis, Killian Dane is married to Nikki Cross.
Yes, they got married today. Or they announced it today.
Other things on the show saw the street Profits beat the Metro Brothers, who look like Deuce and Domino. That's just me.
Where's Jerry?
Yeah, the Aleister Black promo, with all the spookiness. You have Bianca Belair in the ring. She talked about how she sent Nikki Cross packing last week and how she has 2020 vision on the future and she'll be the future of winning the NXT Women's Championship. She was interrupted by Sonya Deville and Marina and Jasmine Duke. She basically didn't understand all the hype and said she understands that Belair has a bunch of performance center records, but she may be the strongest and fastest, but not the smartest. And she says it's not about how strong Belair's arms are, because Baszler's going to rip them off. Belair said the only thing she's going to do is use her arms to hold the title overhead in Phoenix. Baszler said Belair is like everyone else who doesn't put their money where their mouth is. She said Belair's afraid to get her arm broken and end the hype. And she's going to change the vocabulary from undefeated to overrated. And then you had a dueling chance from the crowd. Then the girls tried to jump her. Belair was ready for it, and she ducked and got out of the ring. Good stuff.
Very, very good stuff. I like how this feud is heating up.
Mm-hmm.
And Baszler cut a nice little promo after the fact on Instagram that was really good.
Okay. Dominik Dijakovic defeated Adrian Jodo. This is a little squash match.
Yeah, it was good. It was fine.
Johnny Gargano beat Humberto. I don't know how to pronounce it. Carlio? I think that's how you pronounce it. Who's been all over TV this week. He made his 205 Live TV debut as well. Johnny Gargano got the win. It was fine.
Yeah, it was good. It was fine. It was a nice little showing for Johnny.
So,
which you're just keeping him going at this point.
Mm-hmm. It was a solid match. Solid show, actually, overall. It wasn't the best towards TakeOver, but you set up the Cassius Ohno and Matt Riddle match for TakeOver. You set up the women's match, so you got some stuff accomplished. Should be fun. Should be a fun TakeOver.
Yeah, it should be a fun TakeOver. It's like, this should be... This isn't have the hotter stories going into it like ones in the past have had, but this should still be very, very, very enjoyable.
Yeah, but that was NXT.
Well, I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does do it for us. As I mentioned before, if you want to join our Royal Rumble entry contest, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, or Facebook, facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Coming up next is Fortnite with Friends. We're here at twitch.tv/WTRLive. Make sure you follow and subscribe to the channel. Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio, greaterthangreatdebate.com, CBRadioLive.com. Sunday, Wrestle Talk Radio returns, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll talk AEW and the preview of the Royal Rumble. We'll do the Royal Rumble entry contest drawing live on Sunday night. Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night for The Rack. We're here at 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out The Rack Extra Reviews Total. Bella Season 4, Episode 1 now available. Episode 2 will be available on Sunday. It's at Wild Talk Radio at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Search the Rack Radio Show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts.
You good?
Yep.
All right. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lansward, LANSWRD. Don't forget to check out the very fine sponsors, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, Gerwick.net, and FightBoot.com. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And everybody hang out, hang around, because we will be back once we get the squad together with Fortnite with Friends. So just sit tight for a minute or five. We should be right back. Till then, bye!
Radio.com.